There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. It's my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station. We also want to welcome everybody listening online at GCNlive.com. And we want to welcome you with open arms and invite you to participate via the telephone, toll free at 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email. And that's an easy one. It's Bob, B-O-B, at BobLongRadio.com. That's one address, and I'll give you a second one as well, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. So anytime during the show, throughout the week, middle of the night, doesn't matter, something on your mind, you got an automotive question or a question for one of our guests who has joined us on the program recently, then by all means, shoot me an email. Well, we've been celebrating all this year the centennial, that's right, the 100th birthday of J.C. Whitney, and it's been a really, really exciting time, and we're going to continue that in this hour of the broadcast because we've got our regular contributor here standing by with a couple of really cool guests, so you're not going to want to miss this hour because we have got some really cool stuff planned for you. But right now, let's welcome the official auto and vehicle enthusiast for J.C. Whitney. It's the man himself, Rob Molnar. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. I always think that the balloon should come down from the ceiling when you introduce me. I love the enthusiasm. It's great to be here again.
Well, thank you so much. I am so excited about being a part of this centennial. And when you stop and think about it, Rob, I mean, here in 2015, the world is quite a bit different than it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. There aren't that many companies that can go the distance to the 100th birthday mark.
No, you're right. There are very few, and especially the auto business is competitive like many other businesses, but you think about the high points and low points of the U.S. automotive aftermarket business, and 100 years is pretty astonishing.
It certainly is. I know you've arranged for a couple of really cool guests a little later on. We're going to be joined by the National Accounts Manager and also the gentleman who produces all the technical video content for UConn. But to start the broadcast off in great style in this hour, we've got a very special gentleman joining us. Why don't you do the official introductions here?
Yeah, we're really lucky to have Weston Automotive as our exterior sponsor for the J.C. Whitney Centennial and the sweepstakes that we've talked about previously. And Mike Stickney is joining us, and he's been with Weston. He's involved with Weston product and Weston business and sales, and he's going to join us and talk about what Weston's up to and what we're doing with Weston on our three different vehicles, two Jeeps and a truck that we're building to celebrate the centennial.
Fantastic. Mike, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. And I'm so excited about this centennial of J.C. Whitney. Give us your J.C. Whitney story, so to speak. We all seem to have it. As I've shared with Rob and our listeners, I started reading J.C. Whitney and getting the catalog, you know, before the age of 10, actually, and bought many, many things through the catalog. Lots of other folks have told us some really cool stories. How about yourself? When did you first become exposed to J.C. Whitney?
Well, I'd say at birth, but I didn't read at birth. But I grew up in this industry. I grew up in this industry with my dad in the industry as well prior to me. So we've actually been dealing with J.C. Whitney as early as I can ever remember from the tire and automotive repair business. I've been selling to them and doing business with them over the course of the last 25 years of my career. So, it's been a long road, and you know, of course, that's only a quarter of their time, but it's been a great run with them for the 25 years, and I've personally been involved with them from a sales standpoint for at least the last 10 years with you know, Weston, as well as some other companies that I've dealt with them. So they're a great partner to deal with, and obviously with the U.S. auto parts side of it, they've got to reach just about everywhere you can imagine in every type of the industry, which is what suits us the best as far as that goes. But yeah, I remember flipping through that catalog at a young age, and you know, it's just one of those things that you do.
Yeah, it definitely was something that was very much anticipated. You couldn't wait for that catalog to come in the mail, and when it came, then you just would devour it from cover to cover. At least that's my experience, and I know Rob has told us about his personal experience, and we invite listeners to either email us up or call us up at 855-660-4261 and share your first J.C. Whitney experience as well. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts when Rob gave you a call and asked you to be a part of these three vehicles that are being built in celebration of the centennial.
Yeah, no, we jumped at the opportunity. You know, if it was up to us, we would have had every single part we make on that on those vehicles. But you know, they do have to be fair to everybody, and they can't just give everything to us. But no, we were extremely excited to partner up with them. You know, like I said, they've been a great customer of ours for a number of years, and any time that we can kind of get involved in the builds, we do. It's also been a great jump start for us as well from a Jeep standpoint, because Weston has always been known as you know, bumpers and grills and things of that nature for trucks, but from the Jeep side of things, it's really jump started us to get serious about the Jeep business. So when they approached us quite some time ago, it was right at the beginning of us getting into that side of the industry a little bit heavier, and you know, it's really been a great partnership with them on both of the sides. And you know, we're putting a couple of our brand new products on their truck and the Jeep. On the F-150, we're doing some new front bumpers, and on the Jeeps, we're doing quite a few of our new Jeep products. So it's just been a great opportunity, and you know, they're easy to deal with, and we happen to be in the same state, so that makes it a little easier to go over and bolt some things on. I think we're doing some bolt-ons next week for putting the bumpers on the F-150 next week. So it's been excellent.
That's great. We'll talk a little bit more about the nuances of the specific gear that you're helping J.C. Whitney out with these builds, but let's touch a little bit more on the Jeep market. Certainly, when you look at the number of folks that own Jeeps and the passion that surrounds the Jeep folks in general, I know for myself, whenever I've been fortunate enough to attend a Jeep event, and I've been to many of them over the years, Mike, including the Camp Jeep events that the Jeep folks used to put on, and some of their other events, and these folks that are into their Jeeps, into their Wranglers, I mean, they're just as passionate about that Wrangler as the same type of passion I see with somebody with a Porsche or a Corvette or a Ferrari. It's just a different type of passion, but it is just that, a tremendous amount of passion.
It is. I mean, it, you know, the line that they use, it's a Jeep thing, you wouldn't understand. It's a true statement. I've been, obviously, from my background involved, my very first vehicle was a Jeep CJ5. So, you know, I'm passionate cool. about it as well. But I think that it is something that if you don't know anybody who owns a Jeep, you really don't understand the passion behind it. And I think a lot of that comes from the fact that it's a very useful vehicle, like a Porsche,
true.
Like a Corvette. You know, those are used for a purpose, and a Jeep is used for a purpose. It's not just something you drive down the freeway.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun here today celebrating the 100th birthday of J.C. Whitney with the official vehicle and auto enthusiast for J.C. Whitney, Rob Mulner, who's brought along Mike Stickney, the Weston Regional Sales Manager for Weston Automotive. And Mike's been telling us all about his first vehicle, and that was a Jeep CJ5, and telling us about his J.C. Whitney background as far as the first time being exposed to J.C. Whitney and the great relationship that his company has had with J.C. Whitney over the past 25 years or so. Rob, tell us a little bit about your choice of Weston as being the official exterior accessory sponsor for the builds here for the Centennial. Sounds like you've made a very wise choice.
Well, certainly, Bob. Part of it was, we needed to find a brand that was authentic. We needed to find a brand that had accessories for Jeeps and trucks. And, I don't want to sound like a snob, but there's a certain style and a look that I think is authentic. And I think Weston represents that look and that feel very, very accurately. So step one was, who's got the stuff? Step two, who has the stuff that fits what we were planning to build? And then what I needed to find was a receptive brand to partner with, and Weston just checked all those boxes. So it was really a pretty easy conversation. And I talked with Steve Barber, who works with Mike, and we sat down at SEMA last year and kind of hit all the highlights, and he said, yep, we want to play. We want to get involved. And this was, as Mike mentioned, just as they were really starting to push into Jeep. So I think the timing was really good for both sides of our partnership.
That's great. Mike, tell us about some of the specific Weston gear that is going to be a part of these three different vehicles, the Jeeps as well as the Ford F-150 that J.C. Whitney is putting together as part of the Centennial.
Yeah. Well, we'll start with the Jeeps. It's probably got the most products that we're putting onto those. And the Centennial Jeep that we've already built, we've ran similar things on that we're going to run on the giveaway Jeep. We have five different brands within the Weston brand, if you will, as well. So the T-Max winch, which is the winch that we put on the front bumper. We ran one of those, an 8,500-pound winch on the front there. We're also running all of our LED lights across the Jeep, which is our Performance 2X LED lights. And then also with those lights, we had to mount them up. So we have a few different mounting brackets that we've used. We have the LED hood mount brackets, as well as the overhead light hoops. So, we've kind of outfitted it with that, and then we have a couple of new products that are going to be going on it as well, which is our new rock sliders, rock bar rock sliders that we're going to be running on those Jeeps. And then from the F-150 standpoint, we have our brand new HDX Weston front and rear full replacement bumpers that we're going to be putting on that, and those will also be accompanied with our Performance 2X LED lights. As well. And then we're also doing replacement front HDX grill guards, front grills for the front end as well. So we'll replace the factory grill with a new LED HDX grill. So pretty excited about the different products that we're doing. And like I said, a lot of these things are brand new products for Weston. So it's a perfect opportunity for us to launch a new product as well. And it's always nice when you do it with a customer that's a great partner.
Very well said, Rob. Sounds like all kinds of goodies Mike is providing you. And there's no question that if you put a new grill combined with those LED lights, it can really transform the look of any vehicle. And I'm sure it's going to do that same thing for this custom Ford F-150 truck.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to the bumpers, too. What's really cool about Weston is that they've got a design center here. Mike mentioned we're in the same state. So out here in California, Weston's headquarters is in San Dimas. It's just down the freeway from where I live. And I'm really lucky to be able to drop in and see what their designers and engineers are working up. and they literally just kind of an idea jumps out of them, and they'll get on the CAD and design something and fab up a prototype and fit it to a vehicle and say, yep, we like that, or hey, let's tweak this a bit. And so when Mike and Steve mentioned these bumpers, it's something that literally just kind of popped up in their head maybe a month ago. So if I'm not mistaken, we'll be maybe the second or third set of bumpers installed. So we're really fortunate. Yeah. That's going to make our truck look very unique, very different. It's not going to look like everybody else's truck, which is another one of our goals, is to have our sweepstakes vehicles, you know, stand out in the crowd.
And Mike, creating a new bumper for a OEM product like an F-150 is no easy task. Tell our listeners a little bit about what went into the design process of executing such a bold move as creating a whole new look.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's especially difficult, you know, when somebody like Ford comes out with a brand new vehicle, you actually have to wait for them to show up to the car lot. So, of course, you know, the second one shows up, we have to go out and buy it, which is the biggest process of it all. Once you get that, then it comes down to, doing the measurements and everything else. But it is a long, arduous process that our engineers go through. And we're fortunate that this particular product is one that we are actually making in the U.S. So we're trying to bring as many of our products back to being manufactured in the U.S. And this bumper is one of them. We have a facility in Oklahoma that we have opened just to make these bumpers alone. So it's a huge process. This has been going on since December of last year with these the F-150 as soon as it hit, and it just kind of morphed from there. When you go to do a design, you do one or two, three cracks at it, and then eventually you get the look the way you want it, the fit the way you want it. And that's the thing is, with Weston, we pride ourselves on, fit, function, and it needs to look good. So it doesn't do any good if it just looks good. It actually has to work as well.
I know quality is very important to your brand. Touch on that a little bit.
The whole thing is that, we've been around for 38 years, and you're not around for 38 years if you make product that doesn't last. I mean, a lot like J.C. Whitney, who's been around 100 years, they've done business the right way for a long time. Weston is no different than that. We build our products to fit. We build them to work. And in all of that, they also need to look good. And a lot of that goes with warranties and things of that nature. For instance, this brand new bumper that we're making has a lifetime warranty on it, and most of our products have lifetime warranties. You don't offer a lifetime warranty unless you know the product is not going to fail. And those are all very, very important pieces to Weston. The fact that we actually engineer our product and design it in-house is another thing that sets us apart from a lot of our competitors out in the industry. And it's just something that's very, very important to us.
Well, Mike, it's been a real pleasure learning about Weston Automotive, and congratulations on your collaboration with J.C. Whitney on the Centennial. Can't wait to see it. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Thank you so much for being here. We're having all kinds of fun celebrating the centennial. That's right, the 100th birthday of J.C. Whitney. Guiding us along the way is Rob Molnar. He is the chief auto and vehicle enthusiast for J.C. Whitney and has done a wonderful job of lining up this hour with a couple of really cool guests. And we have a gentleman standing by from Yukon Gear. Before we go to Tate Hudson, why don't we remind everybody about the sweepstakes and all the cool things that you're doing. Remind Rob everybody where they need to go to register to be part of this wonderful centennial.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Bob, and I'm really pleased to tell you that as of yesterday, we have over 50,000 people that have signed up for the sweepstakes. So the good news is the sweepstakes is open through September 30th, so there's still time. We're going to have two beautiful vehicles, the brand new F-150 we just talked about and a brand new Jeep Rubicon Unlimited that we're going to start building literally next week. And three lucky winners will be flown out to Las Vegas to the SEMA Ignited event. And one of them is going to be extremely fortunate to pick the vehicle they want to drive home. So two other, the semifinalists will get $2,000 shopping sprees at J.C. Whitney, which is still, it's not a new vehicle, but I could put $2,000 to work. I know that. And all they need to do, all your listeners need to do, is go to 100.jcwhitney.com /sweepstakes. We'll put you right on the page. But they could just go to good old jcwhitney.com if that's easier. And you know, I know we've had some callers, some of your listeners have asked if we still do the catalog. So I would ask them to just stop by the website and kind of refresh their memory with all the stuff we offer. And if they'd like to, they could request the catalog and sign up for the sweepstakes all in one swoop.
That's great. Now we're going to move on to the official Driveline sponsor for the Centennial. And why don't you do the official introductions here for a representative from Yukon Gear. Tell us and all of our listeners about this gentleman and a little bit about your association with Yukon Gear.
Well, I'll start with the brand. I've come to know Yukon over the last 3 or 4 years, and I found them to be a brand that has a couple of really critical facets. One is, doesn't matter what kind of vehicle. I mean, you and I can talk about muscle cars or imports or trucks or Jeeps, classics, the latest, whatever whatever we're in the mood to talk about. And what's amazing about Yukon is that they literally have Driveline products for everything that we'd ever dream about. So all the way down to the bearings and the bushings, they've got full lockers, they've got heavy-duty axles, and as I've learned a lot about Jeeps and off-road, I've come to realize how critical their components are to making these vehicles much more drivable, obviously longer lasting. We saw, you know, a lot of guys break stuff at Moab, and a lot of it is, you know, Achilles heel stuff that people know about. And Yukon, of course, has developed lots of products to overcome those problems. But I found Yukon in literally from the president on down to be completely focused on high-quality product, customer service, and truly partnering with a brand like Whitney. And that's I found these the Yukon team to be really, really great folks to deal with. Plus, we're going to have our guest here that you've been fortunate to get his time, Tate Hudson. He sounds like a movie star, but it turns out he's really all about Driveline. So I feel lucky about that, too.
That's right. National accounts manager. And also, speaking of video, he produces all the technical video content for Yukon. Tate Hudson, welcome to Auto World. How you doing?
Excellent. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Why don't we begin by having you share your first J.C. Whitney memory with us. Is this a brand that goes back quite a ways in your life?
Since I was about 12 years old, so I'd say 92. You got a bit of a young one on the line here, but I woke up one Saturday morning, and I was going out to get the mail, and it was probably 6:30 in the morning, and I heard this loud exhaust just rapping out from the neighborhood, and so I just started walking, and I came around the corner, and there's one of my neighbors working on a 63 Deuce and has had zero exhaust, and he's just blasting the carburetor at, at 6:30 in the morning, and this guy is just, does not care. So I walk in, and I kind of peek in the driveway and say, hey, come here, give me a hand. Okay, well, I don't really know this guy, but sure, why not? So I came in, he says, here, hold this, I'm going to do this, and I'm just kind of mesmerized by all this stuff. And I start tinkering around with the car and playing with him, getting to know him, and he says, you know, this is what I do. I play with cars. I've got 5 or 6 different Chevys, and, you know, I get a bunch of stuff from J.C. Whitney, and I have these catalogs, and I grabbed a bunch of the old catalogs. There's this huge stack of these old catalogs, probably from the 70s on up, and I was just mesmerized by it. I took that home, just started looking through it, and there's all these different parts, and I couldn't believe what kind of varying range of stuff was just available out there. I had no idea that this existed. And I started ordering catalogs and started putting stuff on my dream cars before I even owned them. Nice.
That's fantastic. What a great story, Rob. Sounds like both of us.
Exactly. And that's what's so great. I mean, Bob, we've talked about this before. There's this common thread, kind of this nexus of where all of this starts. And the J.C. Whitney catalog is almost always there in some form or fashion, and it really kicks off this whole hobby and this thing that we, you know, I truly love. I know you truly love it. I think Tate does too. And I feel really lucky that to be dealing with Whitney and to deal with a brand that's got that kind of connection with people.
Excellent. Tell us about some of the components that you're going to be contributing to the builds here, the Jeep builds, as well as the Ford F-150 build, all a part of the centennial of J.C. Whitney.
Basically, anything that's drivetrain related, we're going to be all over it. So as far as the ring and pinion goes, the traction devices, whether it's a limited slip or a locking differential, we have those available and under disposal, you know, for these components, and we're happy to put them in. Really excited to be a part of all of this stuff. So the locking differentials for the Jeeps, if we're doing the air-operated lockers, the zip lockers, it's just an on-demand traction system. You don't have to worry about anything. You push the button, you lock. You get back on the street, you want to drive back home, turn it off. It's just really that simple. The limited slip differentials, it's making for better traction off-road, but very smooth street driving at the same time. And then you have your automatic locking systems, which just do their job. You don't even have to think about it. They're doing it for you. You hit the gas, it locks up. So we're pretty excited to put all of this stuff in there. The chrome moly axles, so that you don't have to worry about breaking them when you're up into the rocks and pushing hard on the gas pedal and putting the vehicle to its paces, doing what you really want it to do, and not have to be stressed out about something coming apart on you. So you don't have to worry, can I take this line? Do I have enough power? Am I able to give the gas I want to make this corner? You guys were talking about going down to the Rubicon, and just imagine going through some of those obstacles, like those huge crevasses, and wondering, am I going to be able to get through this? And then if you're hesitant, you know, you're almost always going to have trouble. So to be able to provide that level of confidence with the higher strength components is what we're really, really excited about.
And Rob, no, as Tate is pointing out, this is really important stuff. It's the kind of stuff that a lot of folks don't talk about. You know, you really don't think about limited slip and differential. It isn't something that is on the tip of everybody's tongue. But, Rob, this can really transform a vehicle, and I know you've driven that that Jeep to Moab and down to Florida, and a lot of significant changes can happen when you change out the diff. You know, it affects not only the off-road performance, as Tate was saying, but also just livability on the highway.
Oh, you're right, Bob. And I want to correct you. I do think about traction and limited slip all the time. You know, my wife is constantly screaming at me, why am I not shopping and, you know, cleaning the house, because I'm busy thinking about, you know, automatic torque biasing differentials and things like that. But that's my problem. I'll get through it, I promise. You're right.
It's an addiction.
What I've learned is when we put those 37s on the Jeep, when we did the lift and the bigger tires for the ground clearance and the trail capability, that the Jeep just turned into a slug on the road. I mean, to get it up to highway speed was literally a task. And when we
absolutely
put it on 48.
Hold that thought.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? Oh, that's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
For J.C. Whitney, and he has brought along Tate Hudson, the National Average Accounts Manager for Yukon Gear, and he also produces all the technical video content for Yukon, so he's a multi-talented individual. And before the break there, that hard Rob break was telling Rob was telling us the story of gear ratios and what a difference a differential can make, and you were saying that when you were driving that that Jeep that you had on the Rubicon Trail, when you were on the highway, you were having a hard time getting up to highway speeds.
Yeah, with the effect of the big tires or the ground clearance with the stock driveline, you're really just turning the Jeep into a slug on the highway. So we were fortunate enough to install 488 ring and pinions that Yukon sent us on our Centennial JK. Made a huge difference on road. And then we also installed their reinforced front axle shaft, which I guess is a pretty common Achilles heel on the JK, that those front axles will snap under the additional load. And Tate was mentioning, you know, keeping that momentum. If you snap that throttle as you're trying to get over an obstacle, there's an opportunity, especially if you've got some lock dialed into it, that you're probably going to shear an axle. So we're real lucky to have the, you know, quite a complement of Yukon product on our Jeep, and we'll be installing more Yukon on our sweepstakes Jeep that I mentioned we'll start building next week.
That sounds great. So, Tate, you've got an awful lot of different components that are going into these build vehicles, but just logging on to J.C. Whitney and looking at all the products that you have available, I mean, you've got all kinds of cool stuff available for folks right at jcwhitney.com.
Yeah, we're expanding as much as we possibly can. We're really trying to grow exponentially here. And at this point, I think we've got over 6,000 SKUs available. So it's something that we're really looking forward to, like I said, just expanding continuously. There's a lot of important parts out there, and the funny thing is every vehicle on the road's got a differential, and at some point they will go out, they will fail, they will need something to be done with it, and there's so many enthusiasts and people that are looking to build their products and do their own tinkering at home and having a good time with it, that there's definitely a market out there to be grabbed, and so we're just trying to grow on that and really get the word out there, because there's so many people that just don't realize that they need something for their differential. They, like Rob was saying, you put something on like a bigger tire set, and all of a sudden your power range has gone completely down the toilet, and you don't realize you're burning up your transmission by working it extra hard trying to push those big tires around, and you just put a set of gears in, and then all of a sudden it's night and day difference.
And let's your testimonial talk right there, man. I will proselytize for you all day long. And you know what? I think it's got to be the tough part of Tate's job and UConn in general is that when you take a new ring and pinion out of the box, it's almost a shame to install it where somebody can't see it. I mean, really good looking stuff. The forgings, the quality it's apparent when you crack open the box. And unfortunately, once you stuff it in the pumpkin, nobody can see it. It's almost like somebody should make those really cool, remember those plexiglass hoods they used to put on muscle cars where you could see everything? Too bad wouldn't stand up to all the rigmarole inside of a differential. But if you could see this stuff working and how beautiful it was, everybody would be adding it. But now they've got to, you know, kind of learn the experience like what we learned.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. You're absolutely right. Tate, go right ahead.
I was just going to say, they tried that at one point. They did actually have some extra thick, clear covers. It just is still pretty ugly with all the gyro and everything inside of it. They don't really handle the rock bashing too well.
Good point. Well, one of those fantasy ideas.
It's a good one, Rob, though.
I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm happy to have a product that isn't seen, because as long as it's doing its job, that's all that really matters, because you don't really talk about it until you have a failure, and then as long as you don't have a failure, I don't say that's a good thing.
Yes,
exactly right.
Absolutely. Let's Tate talk a little bit more about limited slip differential. This is something also that you know, seems like not a big deal, but it makes a huge difference, you know, whether it's a performance vehicle, whether it's a truck, whether it's a Jeep. If you're losing traction and you only have one rear drive wheel, you're in trouble. But if you've got a limited slip differential in there, it can make a boatload of difference.
Absolutely. It's having a completely different car. I think everyone remembers the first time they did a burnout. And when they did, most of the time, one tire was doing all the burning. And so you get this weird kind of one tire fire or one leg peg, or there's so many different phrases for it, but you don't get any traction. You don't go anywhere. It does a nice smoke show, but that's about it. And putting that limited slip differential in there allows you to have power to both tires and evenly distribute. And if you've got a high performance muscle car, it's really crucial, because you have to have both tires giving that control of the vehicle. You have to track, you have to gas, both tires light up, you don't. If it's just a standard open differential, you just kind of sit there and look silly. So having those limited slips available for so many different applications, we actually just released a 4 Series 33 spline 12 volt for all the muscle cars in the Chevy world out there. We've got a brand new UConn DuraGrip available for that. And it's a classic muscle car design, coil springs, clutches to just offer constant traction.
And it makes a difference, too, with a rear-drive vehicle. If you're driving, taking corners, and trying to drive with the throttle, if you don't have that limited slip in there, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. Oversteer will really kick in when you've unloaded one tire and you've only got one on the ground that's providing traction, and all of that horsepower is going directly through that one side. It's going to easily oversteer that vehicle. And when you're able to back that off and bring it to the tire that has less load on it to help control that corner, it's just much, it's a much safer way of doing things, especially in a street racing kind of application.
Yeah, for all us motorheads, gearheads, car geeks, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a lot of fun driving a rear drive car, taking corners and steering with the throttle, and you have to really experience it to understand what I'm talking about. But, Tate, you're right on the money. If anybody has any additional information about UConn products, of course, the best place to go, jcwhitney.com. But also, if you'd like to give out your website and social media information, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's just UConnGear.com and then UConnGear on Facebook. We've also got the YouTube channel that you were talking about earlier with all the little UConn tech tips that I've been working on. Those are just handy little tidbits, things that people ask a lot of questions on when they call into the office. So we're putting that information out there so that it's available for them to read. As far as the social media stuff goes, I'm not really up on it as much as I should be, but we're definitely out there with the Facebook and all that stuff, too.
That's good. Let's talk about the YouTube videos. That must be really a cool project for you to be working on. Rob, have you checked some of these out?
I have. As we were getting ready to do the install on the 48, I checked out a couple of the videos just to get a general idea of what we're doing. The builders we're working with, OC Motorsports, they do ring and pinions all day long, but I wanted to know what I should be expecting, what I'll be looking at, and the components. So I took a look at a couple of them just to get a sense of, you know, kind of the flow of how these parts fit together. I don't crack open a lot of differentials. So it was a great experience to see what we're going to do before we did it.
Got a question here. It's from Peter. Peter is in California. Peter says he is new to off-roading. He's got a new Jeep Wrangler, and he's going to be heading off for some trails. It's a trail-rated Jeep, but nevertheless, he says he's intrigued by what we're talking about. Is there anything that UConn offers that either Tate or Rob would suggest for me to include on my new off-road machine?
If you're going to be driving it, I'm sorry, go ahead, Rob.
No, Tate, please, you take this one.
If you're going to be driving it on the street as well as going off-road, there's nothing better than a selectable locker, and you can find the UConn Zip Locker at jcwhitney.com. It's an air-operated system. You can literally just turn it off, and it will drive like an everyday vehicle on the road. But as soon as he gets off-road, he hits that switch, and both axles will lock up. And instead of having a four-wheel drive with two tires that have power, it'll literally be a four-wheel drive. And that's going to give him that selectability, that dependability on and off the road. And we offer a six-year unconditional warranty on those lockers. So having the correct steering, having the locking differentials for the traction that he's looking for so that he can go over those obstacles and not have to be winched out by his buddies. It's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. You never want to be the one having to get pulled out. So having the right traction is crucial. So the axles, the lockers, the gears, the bearing kits, from tip to tail, we have everything available and all through jcwhitney.com.
That's excellent. And again, it's just a push of a button, Tate. That's all you have to do?
It's as simple as that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Tate, I've learned a lot, and congratulate you and everybody at UConn for partnering up with J.C. Whitney on the Centennial. Thank you, Tate.
Thanks very much for having me on.
And thank you, Rob, for bringing not one but two great guests with us for this hour of the broadcast. We'll talk with you again, my friend, real soon.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thanks again.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.